Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 11th chapter, verses 17 to 37. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Feeney from Advent Lutheran Church, Zionsville, Indiana.
I suppose it is understandable that Mary and Martha were upset. Word had been sent to Jesus. Lazarus, their brother, lay sick and near death. They wanted Jesus to come, but Jesus chose not to come. When he did, by the time he had arrived, Lazarus was dead. Martha was certain that if Jesus had come post-haste, her brother would not have died. Jesus had the power to heal the sick. But Martha's faith did not stop there. She knew Jesus had the power to reverse death. So she confidently pressed him to demand a special miracle from his father. She did not ask Jesus to ask the father. She wanted him to demand a miracle. It is not as clear in the English translations as it is in the Greek text, but the word that Martha used was not ask, it was demand. Nowhere in the scriptures do we ever find Jesus demanding anything of the Father. His prayers were humble requests, not demands. I think we can sympathize with Martha. Her faith was strong. She understood well who Jesus was and what he had come to do. She confessed without equivocation, "Jesus was the Christ, the divine Son of God, who had descended into our creation." Jesus responded by comforting her with the gospel. He was the resurrection and the life. All who believed in him would never die. Did she not believe that her brother would rise again on the last day? Truly, Martha did believe in the resurrection of the body upon the last day. But the miracle of that future day was not enough for her. Her faith in the future resurrection was connected to the one who had the power to raise the dead. She believed that Jesus had the authority and power to raise her brother from the dead, if only he would demand it of the Father. Why would Jesus not place demands upon his Father? I know it may sound strange, but Jesus never asked for anything the Father had not already granted. At the same time, had Jesus not asked, it would not have been granted. This mystery is connected to the very mystery of the humiliation of the Son of God. It is the mystery of the Incarnation. The Father knows all things and loves the Son, so the Father and the Son are perfectly united in their wills. If Jesus had demanded, it would have meant that he and the Father were not one. The Father had already willed that Lazarus would be raised from the dead, but had Jesus not asked the Father, Lazarus never would have been raised. This mystery teaches us much about our own prayer life. Prayer must always come with a condition that Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." Unlike Jesus, because of our sinful nature, we do not share a perfect oneness with the Father, so our wills are often selfish and blind to God's greater purposes. We may ask, but we are never certain that what we will is God's will, that our loving Father wills for us and wills what's best for us in our interest. Placing demands upon God is to pray, "My will be done," as though God is a stingy miser who would not help us unless we strong-armed him with our demands. Because of his love for us, he wants to ask, but we must not demand, because this would mean we did not trust in his greater and loving will. His will is always directed for our good. We must believe that. Our Lord loves us as dearly as he loved Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Our text also shows us that the Son of God who prays for us literally feels our pain. Here it is in the shortest verse of the Bible. Jesus wept. Our Lord loved dear Lazarus as he loves us. From his tears, the Father listened to the prayer of the Son and gave him what he asked. The reverse has also been true. The Father willed that our creation would be redeemed from the fall into the sin. The Son understood the will of the Father and willed to enter into our flesh and blood to bring about our salvation. So also on the last day, the Father will respond to the will of Jesus to raise us from the dead and grant to all who have died in Christ the gift of everlasting life. Jesus hated death and mourned, so we know the Father hated death as well. The greater miracle for Lazarus is yet to come, upon the last day when all creation is restored and taken into glory. In the meantime, our loving and resurrected Lord continues to pray for you and me. He takes our prayers and perfects them for us with the aid of the Holy Spirit. Even today, he is fully human, glorified, but still fully human, and he sympathizes with us in our losses. He understands our griefs and our pains. Be assured that whatever he asks of the Father on our behalf, the Father will always answer. He urges us to come to him with our prayers, our requests, but not demands. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Feeney from Advent Lutheran Church in Zionsville, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.